It didn't happen right away, but the U.S. business community this week has come out in force to slam Georgia's newly enacted voting law, which tightens identification requirements for mail-in ballots and allows counties to limit voting times to the times most hourly wage earners will still be at work, among other things. Iconic Georgia companies, Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, are speaking out. There's talk of moving baseball's All-Star game out of Atlanta. Many Republicans, including Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, say the state's legislation will help ensure election integrity. Political reporter Zach Montalero, who covers voting across the country, spoke with Ken Duffy and me earlier about whether these companies could get the new law repealed.
So I'm not sure about getting it repealed, but I would watch to see what happens in other states, right? Most companies didn't speak out about this law in Georgia until after it had already become law, until, you know, the last couple of days of session. But we see other laws being advanced by Republican-controlled legislatures that would in some way, shape, or form restrict voting, looking in Texas specifically. Arizona. So do companies speak out there? American Airlines spoke out about a bill that passed the Texas Senate today, and that was before it became law, not after the fact.
Aren't some Georgia legislators talking about removing tax benefits for some of these companies in sort of a tit-for-tat way to fight back?
Georgia's legislature is now done. Their legislative session is very short over there. But in a last-minute move that was more of a warning shot than an actual serious attempt to do so, the state house voted to repeal some tax benefits for, I believe it was jet fuel, which obviously would target Delta. It was more of a, we're watching you, we know what you did kind of thing, as opposed to a serious threat to remove it because the legislative session is over. But, you know, retribution is certainly on the minds of these companies.
Well, fans of the Marvel films and TV shows on Disney Plus may notice a lot of production is done in Georgia. Could Hollywood be another major force to weigh in here?
Yeah, you know, I think Hollywood is potentially a place that could weigh in. For, you know, frankly, there's a lot of liberal actors and directors who are very active on social media, we'll say. But the interesting thing, I think, with a lot of this, too, is how far do companies go? You know, Stacey Abrams today wrote an op-ed. Stacey Abrams, of course, probably Georgia's most famous Democrat, said, you know, boycotts have their time and place, but don't boycott Georgia yet. You know, give companies a chance to talk. And also, boycotts could hurt people who are negatively affected by these laws as well. It's not as clean cut as well. A boycott hurts Coke. Therefore, Coke, it doesn't hurt anyone else. It could hurt the individual workers who work at Coke as well.
I'm hearing a little bit of pessimism on your part as you objectively report on this, that maybe the Georgia situation is done and other states may be able to make changes, but maybe not so much in Georgia.
The Georgia legislature is already out of session, right? They're not going to come back to repeal their law. They will certainly absolutely be lawsuit about this law. I can think of three that have already been filed. It wouldn't surprise me if more join them. You know, it's due, but there's other states that have sessions that don't end so quickly. Again, Texas, Arizona, across the country. It's does businesses speak out there? I think that's the question for everybody, for those businesses, for the Republican lawmakers who have typically aligned with those businesses, and for Democrats in those states as well.
Politico's Zach Montalero on Skype. Will continue to watch the voting law situation in Georgia and other states for you here and at WTOP.com.